Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
And now, here are your hosts, John Bass and David Mino.
My predator pal, Sean.
That's right. Yes.
The predator pals. Fun times today on a Friday, and at 3 o'clock, a man who loves Daikin Park is Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you our motorcycle escort, Monto.
Motorcycle Monto.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you very much. I'm going to say hello to the hardline, if they can hear us.
Hello.
We're right here.
Hi, Monty.
Oh. Hey.
And shout out P1 Michael
for
educating us on the fake cops that lead funeral processions.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea.
Thank you for your service.
Sup, Mont?
What up?
Bob. Corby.
I enjoyed your appearance on the Gordo Twitch stream last night, Corby.
Thank you. Just kind of cruising around in my car.
Yeah, with the guy you were fooling around with in college.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
They are the Hardline, Bob, Corby, Dave. They are in studio one more day next week, right next to Dak and Jerry.
Telling it to their face.
Today is a Friday.
So what's up with this team, Jerry?
Got any more kids you haven't told us about?
Why are you so old? When are you going to freaking die?
Like, how do you even get so old? Now, the guy came to a remote yesterday, and he asked us if we would ask him about the love child. And
should.
If he's seen him, I'm like, what?
Because you asked. Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to know if Charlotte would mentor Veruca.
Yeah, they're probably all stoked that they have to now split another $200 million.
It is pretty great how the station has named two Jones kids over the years.
Yeah. Spalding and Veruca.
Yeah.
Today, Friday, July the 31st, the 212th day of 2026.
Friday.
153 days are left in the year. It is National Avocado Day.
Okay.
And National Mutt Day.
Oh. Mutts.
They're okay.
That's a messy nut.
Sorry.
A mutt.
Yeah. You don't get the tableside guac.
No, I'll get it. But I don't need the whole production.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, doing Daddy. Great, Daddy.
How about that grilled avocado, though?
Brah.
Right?
So good.
Yeah, that's... I didn't know you could do that.
It's a Chiloso special.
The avocado, very functional.
I think the avocado, much like the Brussels sprout, has made an amazing resurgence.
I never had the reputation of the Brussels sprout.
Sports.
Was avocados big when you were little kids? I don't know why I said was.
Was. Were. Was avocado big when y'alls was kids?
Booyakasha.
I got a straw hat on.
I don't know if avocados ever made it north of the Mason-Dixon, to be honest.
Avocados from Mexico.
What'd you put in your guacamole?
Avocados were not a part of my youth.
No. There's just no way that my parents have ever tried guacamole.
Too ethnic?
I think so.
I think avocados were invented in the 90s.
You don't think ever, Bob? Text them.
They've been down here,
get
right?
Get a bug on the horn.
They've stayed at your home for
it's too spicy.
X amount of days.
Yeah, well, yes, that's the whole thing, is everything's too spicy.
But you're married to a Mexican.
That's what they tell me.
Gosh. Sounds so accusatory.
Now he can do whatever he wants.
Like you just found out.
I guess you acquired a taste for spicy.
All right. I'm sending the most random text to my mom. How often do you guys eat avocados? Send.
Well, what's Bob sending us that for?
It's not as random as the text I sent to my friend out of the blue with no context the other day, which was, didn't you go to a donkey show?
Well, why don't y'all swap texts?
Yeah. His response was, what?
Is this your Chinese friend?
No.
It's
Which
the
one.
No.
By the way, it's the day after Doodlebug's birthday. I forgot to mention that.
Oh,
yesterday.
What are we doing?
Send her some avocado.
Yeah,
she's always had to share her birthday with the trade deadline, and it's kind of a bummer. It's like being born on Christmas.
Double gifts.
Mm-hmm. We got you a middle reliever.
We got you Silsa.
On this date in the year,
get you a player to be named later.
1946, Marilyn Monroe, then known as Norma Jean Doherty, signs her first movie contract with 20th Century Fox. She was paid $150 a week. Mm.
Pretty hot.
Weekly salary. Was that pre-dress blown up?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, way before that.
There's only two timelines, aren't there?
Right. In 1990, Nolan Ryan records his 300th career victory with an 11-3 win over
Milwaukee.
I was there.
Brewers.
Your boy was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's the night I sat behind the guy in the homemade Ban the DH shirt. I've never stopped thinking about that shirt. Like, you could make your shirt say anything.
How do you feel about the designated hitter?
Do you think that if he's still alive, he voted for Kamala?
No, but there's also no chance he's still alive. I mean, that was 1990, and he was already the two-fisted slopper.
Seen that one.
And he gets fisted.
In the year 2007, Kevin Garnett traded from the Minnesota Timberwolves to the Boston Celtics for 5 players and 2 draft picks, forming the first super team.
Anything was possible.
Mm-hmm. He might be a top 3 most hated NBA player for me of all time.
KG?
Yeah.
There's no question Monty
the whole Dirk
spent a decade pumping his tires.
Discourse.
How about Paul Pierce?
Yeah.
I don't KG's mind Paul. KG was way worse.
Paul in what?
Always thinking he was better than Dirk.
Pierce crapped himself and had to be wheeled out of the court.
Yeah, that's awesome. I respect that.
So do I.
That's going to be all of us one day.
That's Dave's favorite player.
Dave would.
Didn't you crap yourself all over New Orleans and had to be pushed around in a wheelchair?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I blew my knee out.
Oh.
Or that was just the long game. That was your excuse.
You had cyclospora.
You didn't blow your ass out. It was your knee.
Yeah. It was a big difference.
Blow out your O-ring.
Oh, boy.
Having to talk to Anthony Munoz in your wheelchair.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Did we ever determine if the Jerry Rice audio existed? The photo exists.
Dang.
With your blanket?
Yes, I had a blanket.
God,
Mr. Rice. Jerry?
Got your IV pole.
Jerry?
Mr. Rice?
What are you doing today? I'm playing golf.
Let's bring that back for training camp.
I wish I could play golf.
The wheelchair interview.
Oh, you will someday, buddy.
Is that when you told him you were numb?
Yeah.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, there you go. You just walk around. For blind people, I guess, they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, Michael Phelps becomes the greatest Olympian ever, earning his 19th career Olympic medal and his 15th overall gold.
And I believe the announcer said, but it's swimming.
Also has a cameo in season 2 of Beef.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty wild ass.
Still no response from the home front on avocados.
They must be knocking
on donkey
out.
Shows.
Careful, Cork.
Gosh.
Do you think my mom has blue texts or green?
Oh, God. Green.
Do flip phones even have a color text?
Just blank.
It shows up as a fax somehow.
P1 birthdays. Hey there, Monty. Wishing my bestie since way back in the day, Michael, a most excellent 40th birthday. Leaders are Dr. Vaginissimus, the Sip and the Tip, and the porta potty Corby doo-dooed in at the Masters.
You think the Masters has porta potties? What
Seriously,
are we even doing here?
What a horrible point on your birthday.
A montage of Mr. Matt McLaren's douchiest brags would really hit the spot this year. Thank you for all you do to your bodies. Make love to me from P1 Austin.
I had a colonoscopy when I was like 22.
Happy birthday to Austin. I don't want his birthday to be ruined. But
ruined by
don't
the
think,
Masters point.
Don't think for a second that...
You think we're poor?
Outhouses at the Masters. They are porcelain.
How
it's a log
you?
Cabin my grandfather built with his own hands. My grandparents lived on Lake Quitman out in East Texas.
Why did he get a colonoscopy at 22?
I don't know.
For
but his
pleasure.
His other brags are just his grandpa's achievements.
I guess I've seen 50 snakes in the wild.
All right, at least that one's him.
He lost his fantasy football league and had to do that.
Yeah,
maybe that was the alien abduction.
Ooh, interesting. He kept getting probed.
We did say new Picks with Friends payoff this year is you have to travel in a sidecar of a motorcycle for a year.
Oh my
God. The only way you can travel. Think about it.
I'm in for all payoffs this season.
Okay.
Just throw anyone at me.
You can throw your weight around.
In fact, I might suggest a few.
Mark Cuban is 68 today.
Cubes.
Cubes. But Cubes needs to stop doing interviews.
I was going
to
say, we haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks.
Like, all he does now is interviews on rando shows.
With E from Entourage?
Yeah.
I'm still relevant, guys.
Scott Brooks, 61.
Well, okay, we have a response.
Here we go.
Do it in your dad's voice.
Do you think my dad texts?
Oh.
This is by the only texter in the marriage.
Okay, babe.
Doodlebug. Quote, I love them.
Them? Oh, avocados?
Dot, dot, dot. Dad does not. Exclamation point.
If I had to pick which one, it'd be the texter
they were
that likes
referring
it.
To Mexicans, Corby.
So, yeah, Corby thought he texted.
Your dad
Do y'all like Mexicans?
I think they're
I
sweet,
love them.
But Dad
your
really
dad
doesn't like them.
Really is into the Wall,
the Pink Floyd album.
No.
Now text them and see if they've ever heard of Pink Floyd.
Andre Weir, 58.
Let's do this all day.
Antonio Conte, 57.
Let me tell you something. She'll text all day. She's never going to be the last. Like, I don't even know what you would call it, but she'll re. She'll return every serve in texting.
Okay.
So the only way to end a text conversation is just...
You don't respond.
Right. Thumbs up.
Yeah. Right.
Five. You're a big jerk. Jonathan Ogden, 52. Gabe Kapler, 51
Whoa.
Today.
Whoa!
Got the coconut oil out.
Oh, he's got the smoothest balls in the game.
The smoothest balls of all the managers.
Some birthday self-care.
Did he remarry? Do you know?
Four.
I don't think so.
DeMarcus Ware, 44.
Greatness.
Love him. Brian Arakpo, 40. Michael Bradley, 39.
Is that Bono on South Park?
And turning 31 today, friend of Whip, David Blau.
With Kenny G.
Wesley Snipes, 64.
Did I have to guess? Gosh. Like, who else could it be?
Yeah. Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Always bet on black, yeah.
Fat Boy Slim, 63.
This is like how it's
okay.
J.K. Rowling, 61. Dean Cain, Ham, 60.
You can bet on
or
red.
Is it Yoko Ono?
3.
BJ Novak, 47. Lil Uzi Vert, 31. Enrico Rodriguez, 28.
Sam.
Turning 37 today, Sean Lawless. He's been in 1,500 films.
Yeah.
Like Meat and Eat.
Ugh.
Plumper Popsicle Pounding. Thank Grandma for that ass.
Yeah.
And the Liar, the Bitch, and the Wardrobe.
Huh.
C.S. Lewis.
Boy, I'm saying now dead. Kavinsky, who just died.
Oh.
Remember him?
French DJ.
Ted Cassidy.
Kevin Lurch.
Isn't Kavinsky Jim from The Office?
No, it's John Krasinski.
Krasinski.
Oh.
And Jose
the
Fernandez.
The Unabomber's a high pressure system moving in.
Down the Stage Still Dead. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Angus Cloud, Mino, and Bill
Euphoria.
Russell, a.k.a. Dwight
Angus
Powell.
Cloud?
Angus
Cloud?
Con?
You're done.
The fake Mac Miller.
Cloud.
You know what they say about Bill
Let's
Russell.
Go! Let's go!
Black.
We'll let you guys go. Stay healthy. That? Stay away from Coke. Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Bye, four.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.